Kelly Lally, and I'm here with Mr. Hobart Vincent near Brownsville, Kentucky. Today's June the 24th, 1987. When were you born, Mr. Vincent?
I was born in a little neighborhood about 15 miles north of Brownsville called Holly, Kentucky.
And what year was this?
1920, May 7th.
What were times like for you and your family during the Depression?
Starvation, almost. That's all hardly I know to tell you. I don't know. It was rough getting by.
Was your family into farming? Or?
That's it. At a little farm, a couple old mules and two old cows. That's it.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were six of us. Three boys, three girls.
And where did you fall in the line of brothers and sisters?
I fell the third one, a sister and a brother older than I am. They done deceased.
How did you hear about the CCC?
Well, in 1935, my brother went to the CCC camp, and there wasn't a penny to be made otherwise. So in 1937, I followed.
How were people selected for the CCC in the area, or did you just sign up? Or?
Yeah, you sign up at the county seat, and you'd go to number two camp and take your physical. And they'd send you whereabouts anywhere they wanted to. So I stayed there when I take my brother there, had a little pause.
Did you know of anybody who was not accepted to the CCC?
No, I didn't.
So you entered in 1937?
Yeah.
And how old were you? 17, was it?
Hardly.
And how long did you stay in the CCC?
I stayed 2 years at this one place. I came out March of 39. I came home, there's still nothing to be found. I went back. I had two different names. The first time I went in, I used Charles. To get by, I went back, I had a double name, I used Hobart.
Oh.
So, I went back in the 10th day of April, after just been out 11 days. And they accept me at the same place to take another physical. I hadn't been 2 weeks since taking one. And they sent me to number four, which the number hit was 516.
So first you were in two, and then you were in four.
Right.
Did many people do that, use a different name so they could come back in?
Well, I was the only one I know.
I guess you didn't have to go very far, but how did you feel when you left home for the CCC?
Well, I don't know hardly how to explain it. Of course, I was lost for a while. I was real young. And I don't know hardly how to say it, but I was kind of scared because I was with older people. A lot of them was a lot older than I was. Some of them was 30, 35 years old. My brother was 4 years older than I was, and he'd done been in 2 years when I went. So I was kind of lost, I guess you'd say.
Did you have any type of training? Did the CCC guys give you any training at all or conditioning before you started work?
No, they just taken you around and showed you more of the camp and all that. That's about all they showed you. And then you went out with the crew to work, and then your foreman told you what to do.
Describe your very first day in camp if you can. Do you remember? You don't
want to. I really can't.
How did you spend your personal money? I know that they sent some money home to your family.
My father got $25 and I got $5.
And how did you spend what your $5?
Just as long. Mostly eating around. I had a little canteen. Mostly eat it up in candy bars and cough drink.
What role did you have within the CCC camp?
What now?
What role did you have? Were you an enrollee, or did you have a special?
Well, for... I can't really say what I did the first 5 or 6 months. But from there, I went to the kitchen. And I was what they called a KP. I washed dishes, cleaned tables, set the tables back, get ready for the next meal. And I did that, I guess, for 6 or 8 months. And I went from there to on the road construction crew. We built the road from up there where the crossroads is. One goes to the maintenance area, and the other goes to the river. I helped build that all the way to the river. That was my last. We worked on it, I guess, the last year I was there at number two. I got discharged. I went back to number four, and I went back on the road on the other side, the river, which number four was built on the other side. And I was a truck driver at that time, all the way through that time. Stayed on the truck. Now, at number two, for I remember now, I worked out at headquarters as a janitor for, I guess, 6 months. Then I went from there. Number three camp broke up. It was over here at Joppy Church. It broke up before the other three did. And they sent me and Glendon Miller over there as guards to watch over the camp. They wasn't nothing moved on the part of the vehicles. And everything was there just like they'd walked off and left it. And they took their clothes with them, see. They split them up, sent part of them number four, part of them number two, some of them some other places. And Glendon Miller was night watchman, and I had to stay on day shift. So I was on day shift, he's on night shift. 5 days a week. And then there's somebody else came in temporarily on the weekend, see. We stayed there until it was tore down. That's what the building was, this building was made out of, part of the lumber that came from number three. It's in there, I'll tell you all about it.
The education building?
Uh-huh. That's it.
Aside from the roads, what other types of projects did the CCC men work on at Mammoth Cave?
Well, you had a rock crusher. We crushed the rock. We had a rock quarry. We got it all out by hand. Crushed it. Hauled it out on the roads. Built all the roads that's in the park. And, I don't know what.
Did many men work in the cave at all?
Not very few. It was state operated at the time. It belonged to the state till 1941. And there was so many of them operated the ferry boats. There would be two guys on there at a time, and it operated two ships. Now, I worked part-time down to Houston's Ferry for about, 4 or 5 months. There were only one at the time down there because they had a civilian operating it part of the time. I worked with old man Ock Blanton for a rather smart while down there. Oh, they cleaned out all, taking care of all around the hotels, over around the key. They go back in the woods and they carry all the dead brush out, haul it off, burn it, and stuff like that. It kept it really neat all the time. We couldn't see back. You couldn't see no dead brush laying down in there then, like it is now. Now they won't let you touch it. They just let it lay there in the KOA.
I guess you had a lot of jobs. Is there any way you could describe a typical day's work for you? You know, what time you got up? And
I know one day I can really tell you about, the day I left. Me and another boy that run around together all during time for
just a second, we'll turn it off.
As far as Harry was talking about here, they had one at a place over here they called Brooks Knob. And they had one over in the Forks River was Hickory Cabin. And they had one at number one, but there wasn't no cabin there. there's a man stayed there. There'd be two men assigned to that tower. They had your big scope, and you could locate what degree and everything was on it, see. Where the fire was at, which they'd call in, and then there'd be a fire crew go to it. And they had two shifts on that. It closed up at 10 o'clock at night. Went to work at 6 in the morning, and they put 2 8-hour shifts together. So you had 3 towers to take care of. The colored boys taking care of theirs over there. And number 2 taking care of Brooks Knob. And number 4 taking care of Hickory Cabin Holders on that side of the river. See.
A few minutes ago, you were about to tell me about your last day.
Well, me and another boy went together. His name was Elvin Cox. And we was always together. And about a month before we got out, maybe 2, I don't know exactly. I was driving a truck. He run a little crane, horse of a thing down at the rock quarry. Well, we'd been out all night. He went to sleep and run these little cars off the track. And they sent him out on the road crew. And I had a little rig, and they sent me out with him. We was over in the forks of the river called was on the road cleaning up the ditches. Little Jordan. And it's, that was in August of 1940. Well, he come up and he said, I will back you out of going to the Army. I said, you never did back me out doing anything. We had long handle shovels. We just throwed them over in the holler and walked back to camp and got my old car and took it out to Kansas City. We caught us a bus at Kansas City, went to Fort Knox and enlisted that evening.
The last day.
Yeah.
How much free time did you have?
Well, you had what we called a fire detail, and it went up on the bulletin board every Friday afternoon. You had a leader, assistant leader, and truck drivers and all the crew to fight the fire. They had to stay over the weekend. If you was on that, what we called a fire detail, you stayed there. And if you wasn't, you was allowed to go anywhere you wanted to. Or in any place you was able to go, I'll put it that way. You find enough money to go on. Which I had an old car, you could buy a gallon or two of gas once in a while. And take it off.
To what extent, if any, did you participate in the organized recreation or the education programs?
I never did get wound up in the educational part of it, which would have been good if I had. My brother done practically half, he's done half of that work on this building. He was a pretty good carpenter. He was old enough to age enough to his saddle settle down, and I was a kid. I didn't want no part of it. So that's about all I can tell you about it, which, oh, I have worked a little bit on it, but not much.
Did you play any of the sports, the baseball or the...
The baseball.
You did?
Yeah, we've had quite a few games in the baseball park. But I never was. I was too little to play anything else. I remember when I first went in, I was 17 hardly. And I only weighed 109 pounds when I went in. When I stayed 5 years, a little better. No, 3 years, a little over 3 years. And I went to the Army, I weighed 158, which I was done 20 at that time. I was 20 in May, and I went to the Army in August, right after I was 20. This same boy that went with me to the Army went with me to camp the last time. He passed away. He went overseas, came back with a whole lot of trouble. And they discharged him on 100% disability. And he's been gone since 76.
Did the CCC boys play pranks on each other?
Plenty of them. Plenty of them.
Any you can describe?
Yeah, you could catch one laying down on his bed asleep, put a little shoe polish on his shoe and trade it far, you'd make him move real quick. Are you? You had a little, our bunks was just ordinary GI bunk. And of course you had a spring hook on each side down here for your mattress lay on. You could take him out and tie a little string on each one of them. He'd jump in the bed, he'd go all the way to the floor. Or you could take your sheet loose at the lower end, bring it up here like this, just leave it hid down under his blanket, see?
Short sheet.
Yeah. He'd slide down in there, he couldn't go in. He just if you went in, he'd just run his feet on through the sheet. Oh, we had a lot of pranks going on. We didn't have too bad a time. I've seen 2-3 fist fights. We had a few boys was a little overbearing, and some of them wouldn't stand it, see, and then they'd tie up and tangle up and bite her out. Lots of times they'd make them go over to the ring and put on the gloves.
Really? Yeah. Settle the differences in that way.
Well, you wouldn't hurt one another as bad, see, the glove on. But, I've seen a couple of fights. A boy from up in around Ashland, he said he lived on Big Sandy River by the name of Steve Keelan. I seen him and Red, his name was Lancer Salem. Fight one end till they give out. Neither one of them didn't get, they didn't whoop neither one. They had blue places all over them. But
there were, you know, four different camps. Was there much interaction between the camps or among the camps?
Well, we never, not too much. Now, we had a big dance hall, which was, you've been in over to Mammoth Key, the old road that goes towards the old job course site, you up and down a hill, right at the foot of the big hill, you go down towards the old camp. See, not where the job corps was, it's where number one camp was, that was colored people. And right down at the foot of the hill, we had it was a gym what it was. And we got to use it one night or two nights, you know, they'd have time set, which was four nights, was four in a camp, see, and each person had a night to go down and play basketball or they had any kind of sit up there, any kind of plays you wanted to. It was called a hoopie house.
A hoopie house, yeah. I've heard someone mention that.
We was there one night at a big dance. They'd go out these little towns and they'd bring a bunch of girls in. Or boys would go and bring the girls in and so on and so forth. At that time, I was still a little young. I wasn't paying no attention to the girls. Two boys got in a fight. One of them from Katy City was named Clifton Bird. And the other boy was from Bowling Green. We called him Candyman, but his name was Williams.
Why was he Candyman?
He was a supply sergeant. He issued all your clothes out and so on and so forth. Earl Williams. They got in the fight. Clifton got... Oh, Lordy. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, go on about the fight.
Well, somebody pulled Clifton off of Candyman. When he came out, he was had him down in a coal box. We had big boxes to put coal in to feed the fire stove. And when Candyman come up, he came up with two big pieces of coal in his hand. He knocked old Clifton down one, and he come right on across the gym and hit me right over the eye. He put both of us at the firmary.
And you had nothing to do with
it? No, I wasn't 30, 40 feet of him. But that kind of cooled the dance off at night. So me and old Clifton, we had to spend the night at the barracks. He had his head peeled, come right across the top of his head, and I had a big black eye for about 2 weeks.
How did the white people feel about the presence of blacks in a camp nearby?
We didn't mix. We didn't even work together. They stayed over there. We stayed at their place.
Were there any instances of racial tension?
Well, they never did get together, in other words. That's the way it was when we went to Army. There wasn't no blacks to mix with the whites, no whites mixed with the blacks. They had a separate company, we had a separate company.
How did the local residents feel about the CCC being
they liked
in the area?
Only they kept us busy fighting Pard all the time. They'd go out there and say, Pard, just get to see us come fight it, see?
Yeah, Smith Meredith was telling me about some of the local girls setting fire so the guys would come out.
Yeah, we had a big one one night. Well, Smith remembers that. It was over on Nolan River near what we call the Whistling Mountain. And we fought far away for a week where it set out. And we never did go in. We just go in, truck driver go in. Of course, I was a truck driver. We'd go in and get something to eat, bring it back out to the boys. And they'd come in and eat when they could. And that wasn't too often.
Was there much tension at all because, with at least with the government, because of the displacement of people from their homes, or did you come in late enough so that you didn't feel any of that?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was not.
So a lot of the men dated local girls.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Do you think
a lot of boys away from here, married girls here.
How successful do you feel the CCC was in relieving the effects of the Depression?
Well, one thing, it kept them from starving to death, because a dollar then was worth 10 or 15 now, because stuff that you had to buy was real cheap. And, well, it just kept us and our family alive, that's it.
Did you notice any of the effects of the CCC on the economy around Mammoth Cave?
Oh yeah, you could see, yeah.
Did it change a lot from...
Not a real whole lot, but you know, as far as money-wise, I guess you'd say, it helped a right smart, see? Your little grocery store's got a lot of it, you know, to keep your family going. And you got a little bit, which you wouldn't have got if you hadn't been a-going.
I don't think I want to turn the tape over before it decides it's going to stop on us. This is the second side of the tape of my interview with Mr. Hobart Vincent. What do you consider to be the greatest contribution of the CCC?
Well, your roads is one thing, because we had dirt roads. They widened the roads, they put rock on the roads, and then you could drive an automobile over them. You wouldn't get stuck up and be up pulling out with a horse and mules.
Do you think it made a difference for the military during World War II?
No, see, they disbanded it. Mm-hmm. 3C came when the war started. I believe it disbanded the camp in 1941. My brother was in, my younger brother. He's up in Indiana somewhere. And then he shipped back to number 4. And I believe it disbanded in, said, 1941.
As far as training is concerned, or at least getting used to living with a group of men, do you think that made a difference?
A whole lot. You met boys from other counties, some of them out of state. And it helped you on down. When I went to the Army, I knew how to make up my bed. I knew how to take care of my clothes. Then the first day in the Army, my platoon leader was from Nashville, by the name of Sergeant Pruitt. Well, he told me how my bed to be made up. I made it up just like the rest of them was made up. And then he said, where'd you learn to make up a bed like that? Which we had to turn about 8 inches down and make a white collar on it, so all the way across. And I said, well, I've done spent a little over 3 years in a 3C camp. And as far as the barracks is concerned, where you sleep, was about the old same thing, see. Now, it wasn't it a lot different otherwise. But going to your mess hall and eating was all the same thing. You just take your old mess eat along, pick up what it was to eat, and go on.
Were there any major problems with in the CCC camps?
No, there wasn't no problem in there. I mean, you know, you just had a certain thing to do, and you done it, and that's it.
Any problem with men deserting at all, or?
Oh, no. Well, we called it going over the hill. If you went over the hill for a few days and come back, they'd put you on KP for a week. You wash dishes for a week, eh? Cooks might kind of make you sweat over the hot water.
What did you do after leaving the CCC?
I went to the Army, right out of camp.
And then after the Army?
Well, I got married in about 2 years, I guess, after I went to the Army. Of course, I stayed in the Army 5 years and 2 months. I got out of the Army, come back home. I didn't know nothing, how to do nothing. You know, I'd been, say, 5 and 3's 8. About 9 years I spent with Uncle Sam. I know nothing hot to do. I could drive a truck, yeah, but you couldn't get enough money to buy a truck with. came back, was married, I had one boy, which works over at the Cave. I don't know where you've met him or not, but he's a foreman over there.
I haven't met him yet. That's probably how I got your name, though.
Royce is his name. I believe, he goes to Royce on his shirt, ain't he? He's a maintenance foreman. He's over the roads, trails, and the ferries. All them boys that work there, he's their boss. He's been over 10 years. He's almost 44, so I'm getting old.
Do you ever go back up that way any?
Over in the, I was up there Saturday night. One of the boys retired at work by me. See, I was retired there. Woodrow Lawson retired, and we had supper for him, potluck supper, Saturday night. Oh, I go back up pretty often.
You worked at the cave for a while?
I retired over the cave.
I didn't, what did you do?
I was a ferry operator.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And how many years did you do that?
I wasn't there long. I believe I got credit for 11 years and 9 months. I got hurt going to work one morning and broke my neck. And they never would let me come back. See, I can only turn it that much.
Well, you're lucky you can turn it at all, I suppose.
I broke it in 3 places. I stayed in tracks in 4 or 5 weeks. And then I had to wear that, they called it an insurance collar, you know. But they claimed it was my fault. I couldn't draw no insurance. But I got paid just the same.
When did you retire?
78. No, I'll put it this way. I got hurt in 78. And I put off retiring a long time. I had enough time to carry me over till January of 79. Already, I drove a check every 2 weeks just like it was up there. And I guess somewhere in the middle of 79, they said, you ain't coming back to work. So the doctor did, see. And they retired me out on 100% disability.
Your son was already working there before you
He'd
retired.
Been working about 6 months. He worked 13 years in a National Harvester. And Hit was about to fall through with us in Louisville. And he came home, bought a farm right over here on 259. And he went back and forth maybe a year to live. He got tired of that. So he taken a leave of absence with 80% of his pay. And he got a job at the cave, went to work over before he even went back. And then he went back to Paris and they laid him off in January. He worked 6 months. And he told the main big boss up there, he said, I'm going to have a job up here some way. He said, well, I hope you do. So they called him back in March. And he's been there ever since.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about your experience with the CCC?
Well, I don't know of anything, you know, right off-handed. Don't know a thing. It'd be interesting. Now you can get all a whole lot of it out of this, yeah. Of course, that's just a far manual. And I might have read it, I might have not, but I got by with it anyway. That was issued to me by J.C. Meredith.
So it's been a good experience in your life.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't take nothing for it. Of course, they always accuse me that I can remember anything long back as long as I live, but I mean, if you can remember good, there's a whole lot of things good about it. A whole lot of things. You'll grow up some. You go there as a kid, you'll grow up with a man. And, well, you just get through life a little better. You meet a lot of people and know how they get by. And so I think it's a good experience for me. And made a little money to make it, buy a few beans with.
Well, that's all the questions that I had, so I guess I'll just...
If you want to take out some of these, probably be just, you know, like the other, and I would love to have them back, but...
Yeah.
But I would...
You wouldn't mind if I copy them?
No, it showed a lot of jokes in there, and cartons, and... Oh,
I'll turn this off now.